Welcome back, Tale Tellers, to today's episode. It's a simple and short true story from Paramedic 433, titled, I Broke a Guy's Nose Once. A true account on safety in what you think should be a safe space, your hometown. Before we jump right in, time for some shoutouts. Troy Shaw, thank you for your ongoing support, the quality control, and the likes. Cheers, buddy, I appreciate it. Jace York, otherwise known as Arkan Brother, thank you for your support, your stories, and just general interaction with the channel and myself. I really appreciate it. User 95232-8112, now you're unknown to me, but thank you for your likes. I also want to give a shout out to Berkeley, California, Bloomington, Indiana, and Avenel, New Jersey. You make up a huge chunk of my listens this week, so thank you to all of you that hail from there. Not Ready to Adult, for the likes and support, thank you so much. Public Access America podcast, that is a tongue twister. They go through moments of history and newsreels, speeches, and military audio. Really interesting, check them out. The Crazy Town podcast, a podcast that delves into the weird and wacky. Thanks for your support. And lastly, Cadavercast, who gave me a shout out today, and I was stoked. Thank you both Jeff and Al Burnham, who run a father and son podcast about monsters. And I just want to mention that the son is about 5 years old and he's hosting a podcast. I gotta lift my game. All right, so that concludes the shout-outs, but a special thank you, of course, to you guys, the listeners, simply for listening. I've been told by fans that it's really hard to figure out how to rate me on iTunes. So I'll explain the easiest way that I know. When you hop onto iTunes, search for Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, then click the album art, then reviews, and then write a review. Anything you want to write, bad or good, I'm happy to receive anything, just so I know you guys are out there. So I know it can be a couple of hoops to jump through, but it really does help a lot. So, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. This happened about 5 years ago, when I was 16 years old in the small town I lived in. I was walking to the doll store from school one day to pick up some pens I needed for class. School had just let out, and there was an appropriate amount of traffic, being the town that it was. I noticed there was a group of three men walking behind me, though. Normally, I don't think too much about things like this. It's common for people to walk around town because all of our buildings are very close together. Even if you're visiting, most of the restaurants are in walking distance. But these three obviously aren't from around here. I largely ignored them because, quite frankly, I was used to it. But then one of them started making some nasty comments about me, and I honestly don't remember most of it, but I got shivers down my spine nonetheless. These guys were nasty, talking about what they'd do to me. I kept walking, and they kept getting louder. I didn't carry a cell phone at the time, and although we were in broad daylight with plenty of people driving by, I felt very threatened. I was around 5'3", and probably weighed about 130 pounds. These guys were much bigger than me, and they were getting angry because I was ignoring them. I kept moving faster. I could see the store, and a sense of relief washed over me. If I could get inside, I could tell the store clerk what was happening, and they could call the police. Then one of them yelled, "You don't get to ignore me, bitch!" and grabbed my shoulder hard, and started to turn me towards him. On and off, I had taken around 4 years of training in Taekwondo. My last class had probably been the day before. This guy had put his hand on me, and I was scared out of my mind. The punch was instinctive. As he spun around, I used the force he gave me and caught him directly in the nose. I felt it shatter under my fist. Blood quite literally burst from his nose as I pulled away, and he fell back, screaming. I took one look at the other two, who were busy looking at their friend, and ran crying into the store. The cops were called, but the guys were gone. I still had blood on my hands when they got there. The cops said, "Look, mate, we're impressed by your reaction, but you probably shouldn't walk alone anymore. Even during the day, love." I bought my frickin' pens and went home. So, guy with the broken nose, let's not meet ever again. Well, if that isn't badass, I don't know what is. You did the right thing defending yourself, and I'm concerned that the police are telling you that you can't walk alone anymore. Either you're super good looking, and you need someone to be with you at all times to dilute your charm, or your town is extremely dangerous. I can't tell if it's either one, maybe it could be both, but let's lean to the first option, yeah? Thank you, Paramedic 433, for the story and allowing me to tell that story. I really appreciate it. So recently the channel has grown, almost doubling in viewership across all the episodes, and I owe it all to you listeners that take the time to listen, like, and simply just let others know about the podcast. It is helping hugely. I really appreciate it. It's helping a lot, in other words. You might also know about SoundCloud as well. So I'm not sure if you all know the predicament SoundCloud is in. So I host my RSS feed on SoundCloud. So this means that if SoundCloud dies, the RSS feed goes with it. So the RSS feed is what tells iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Acast, Overcast, for example. They're all like podcast aggregators, okay? And if the RSS feed isn't present, there's no way for them to capture my audio and disseminate it to the rest of the world. So there has been some speculation around SoundCloud's future, and recently rumors around whether or not it would continue past or up to the fourth quarter of this year. So people were pretty worried about that. But the CEO recently has explained that there is nothing to worry about, and they could ensure that SoundCloud is not going anywhere, not at least now, or anytime soon, or the foreseeable future. But I just wanted to make sure you viewers are aware of where they stand and where I'm at. So if I have to close down SoundCloud, which I won't be doing, don't stress, I'll be sure to keep you in the loop regardless of where I'd be going or what's happening. But right now, everything seems fine. In fact, more stable than it was, let's say, 3 or 4 days ago. So a lot has changed during that time around SoundCloud's future, but any updates I do get, I'll keep you on the loop. So overall, though, it is positive despite having that initial dip. I think the major issue was when they were laying off some staff and people were getting really worried. The CEO has confirmed that they are stable and they're not going to be going anywhere anytime soon. So yes, so stick with me here because I'm sure as hell sticking here as well. I love SoundCloud too much. Okay, on that positivity, Tale-Tellers, this is the place where stories live and you Tale-Tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.